In this text, I believe, is a type of the Holy Ghost. You say, preacher, why do you say that? Because the woman went looking for the silver. Amen. I want to tell you, a person will never get saved until the Holy Ghost comes seeking them and drawing them. Hey, that's when they'll seek God. Hey, I was raised in a fundamental church just like this one. Amen. I've known who Jesus was from the time of being a child, but I ain't always been saved. Amen. I do remember this. I remember when the Holy Ghost began to deal with me. I'm going to tell you how sinners will get in when the Holy Ghost begins to deal with their heart. That woman's a type of the Holy Ghost. Let me say, that light is a type of the gospel. I'm glad for the blessed light. I remember when it broke in to where I was. Amen. Great God in heaven. I'm glad for the glorious gospel light. I know where in a day they want to have church without preaching. They want to have church without the Lord. I'm going to tell you, sinners don't get in without light. Amen. Hey, the reason they come to your church isn't have the first words out there, what you got for us? What they mean is, what kind of activities do you have? And I'm not against saints for young people. I'm not against saints for senior saints. Amen. They got their place. But what we need at church is not more activities, but we need more preaching of the gospel light. Amen. They don't want this book because it reveals sin.
Amen.
Amen. They love darkness rather than light. Amen. Hey, this Bible is a light that shines into a world of darkness. Can I say that broom? You said, I got you, preacher. Ain't no broom mentioned. Well, what do you sweep with? Amen. She grabbed her broom and went to sweeping. I say that broom's a type of preaching and witnessing. I thought afresh today, Brother Massey, that old man of God has a boy shaking his fist over that pulpit, preaching sin, that it was going to send you to hell, preaching heaven sweet and hell hot. Yeah. I remember how that word came in where I was. Yeah. I'm glad I remember folk witnessing to me. I want to help some of you save tonight. My family, I've heard all my life. I pastored 20 years. I can't tell you how many times someone comes and said, preacher, would you go witness to my family? You know how hard it is to witness to family. I understand what you're saying. But that's one problem. My family didn't believe that. They weren't afraid to witness to me. My mama's here tonight. I can't tell you how many times before she put us in the bed at night as little boys, she'd open up that blueback Schofield Bible and read the Word of God and talk to us about getting saved. Hey, I'm glad she witnessed to me.
Amen.
I had grandparents and great-grandparents. Hey, weren't afraid to witness to me. Hey, I'd come to their house and they'd ask me, Davy, have you give your heart to Jesus yet? Amen. I'm glad somebody took that old broom. Got to sweep it around in my life. Amen. Hey, telling me there's a Savior that loves me and died for me and rose again and wanted to say, I'm glad for preaching and witnessing. Amen. I tell you what a blessing it is. With all that in mind, let me say this. So I'll preach on this a minute. I'll preach on this question tonight. Are you lost in the house? Are you lost in the house? I'll look at three things in verse 8 through 10 just a moment, and I'll be done. First of all, in verse 8, I'll look at the silver coins collectively. The Bible said, either one woman having 10 pieces of silver. Let's look at all 10 of them just a minute. Let's study about these pieces of silver. And I say, first of all, in looking at them, they were visual similarities. Yeah. Amen. What do you mean, preacher? They is all made of the same stuff. Yes, sir. One of them wasn't made of gold, and another stone, and another wood. Amen. They is all made of the same stuff. They is made of silver. Amen. Can I say, look at me. Hey, look at me. Everybody look at me a minute. There ain't nobody better than anybody else here tonight. We're made of the same stuff. Amen. Oh, preacher, we're dirt. Well, we're worse than dirt. You do understand Genesis 2 didn't say he took a handful of dirt, but it took him a handful of dust. Hey, you can do something with dirt. You can grow something in dirt. Dust won't do nothing but choke you up. But the God I serve, hallelujah, that specializes in taking a handful of dust and making a man out of him and breathing in him, have the breath of life, and he became a living soul. Hey, we're dust. We're going back to dust. Jesus don't care. Hey, we're made of the same stuff. Hey, they all bore the image of a man. Caesar's picture was stamped on that coin. I hope I don't knock your shout slap out. But it don't matter what color you are. It don't matter what nationality. It don't matter what kind of background, rich or poor, educated or uneducated. I'm going to tell you, the ground's level at the foot of the cross. Amen. Hey, we're all just bearing the image of man. Well, you see, their visual similar. May I say their value was the same. One piece was not worth more than another piece. I do mean to bust your bubble right here. God didn't get anything when he got you. And God didn't get anything when he got me. But when I got him, I got it all. Amen. Hey, the ground's level. Ain't nobody more important than anybody else. We're just sinners, hey, that need Jesus Christ. Amen. If I had four quarters tonight, I could lay them out, all four of them together, make a dollar. But if you separate them, they're just worth 25 cents a piece. Don't change your value, not one lick. Amen. Where you're from don't mean nothing. Who your family is don't mean a thing. We're just sinners born into a world of sin. Amen. Not fit to live or ready to die. Amen. God, hey, you listen to me. God should have thrown every one of us into hell and never looked back. Hey, he ought have laughed at us, burning forever and ever. I'm telling you, we're worthless. We're nothing without him. Amen. We're living in a day, and listen to me, the gospel's whosoever will. Jesus loves you, God loves you. But I'll tell you, God ain't going to overlook your sin nature. If you don't get born again, you will not see the kingdom of God. Amen. All these comes together, they're just alike. Let's look secondly in verse 8 at this silver coin's condition by itself. The Bible said in verse 8, these 10 silvers, these pieces of silver, if she lose one piece. Now, let's look at this silver coin's condition just a moment. Can I say, first of all, it was down in the dirt. It was not in the woman's purse. Amen. It wasn't sitting on the dresser or the table. It was not in a sock under the mattress. It was down in the dirt. Let me remind you that are saved tonight, you were down in the dirt. Before you throw your nose up and look down at somebody else that comes to the house of God, they don't look like us and act like us. You better remember that's where you were one day. You was down in the dirt. You was filthy. You was ungodly. You was undeserving of heaven. Hey, we was all down in the dirt.
Right.
Amen. Sinner, you're in the dirt tonight. Amen. Down there in the filth and the waste is where she was looking for that piece of corn. Not only was it in the dirt, well, brother, it was down in the darkness. Do you remember being in the dark? You like me, you didn't understand what made this crowd tick either. Now, as a boy, Brother Rusty, man, I'm all bowing them old time saints. They didn't shout every Sunday. I know some preachers have you believe, man, they shout every Sunday, but they didn't do it. But when they did, it was real.
Amen.
Them preachers weren't priming and pumping and trying to get them to holler. But when they felt that, when that one little heavenly note come from heaven in their heart, they was ready to go. I watched them. I was all right if it's that normal service. That didn't bother me. It didn't upset me. I mean, not one little bit. But if I watched them old women, them old men of God, them women get looking for them hankies and them Kleenexes, and I got wanting to get up real close to mama, because I know, boy, these women, these men, they're about to get unusual. Miss Sydney Harwood out of my home church was our church organist, and for a long time, Pastor, I thought you didn't know how to play the organ if you play with one with both shoes on. I thought you had to take one of them off. That's how Miss Sydney played the organ. I'd watch Miss Sydney in the service, and she'd get up out of that pew and that handkerchief, to that Kleenex in her hand, she'd go down that altar. I knew she wasn't coming back up the same way she went down. Amen. I was raised in the day where they'd get out in the aisleway of shouting and a dancing with the Lord. That makes some Baptists real nervous what I said right there. But I'm telling honest God's truth, son. They didn't care who was in the building. I remember before I got right with the Lord, somebody I knew showed up at church. I thought, Lord, don't let it be one of them Sundays. Amen. Why was I thinking? I was in the dark. I didn't know what was making them act peculiar. I can understand why there's a crying. I thought you only cried when you're hurt or you're sad. I didn't understand they're so happy they couldn't contain it. I can understand why they'd get out in the aisle shouting, have one of them war hoops of crying out, amen. I mean, get with it and praising God. I didn't know. I was in the dark.
Yeah.
I've heard it before. No doubt you have too. Somebody say, preacher, pray for so-and-so. I'm witnessing to them, but they just can't see. You said it right. They can't. And in their own ability, they never will. You can't educate somebody out of sin. Amen. You can give them all the truth you want. But I want to tell you, until the light comes on.
Amen. Help them, Lord.
I remember when the light come on.
Amen.
Oh, that silver cord, it's down in the dirt and down in the darkness. Let's look thirdly, though. On the silver coins, collectively, the silver coins condition. Let's look at verse 8 through 10 at the silver coin and the celebration just a minute. In verse 8, there was a search made. And I want to say this, it was a deliberate search. She didn't accidentally get up and get looking for it. Amen. She didn't by chance find that coin. Amen. I got a lot of verses I love, sis, but one of my favorite is John 4 and verse 4. John 4 verse 4 says this, and he must needs go through Samaria.
Amen.
Well, the disciples didn't want to go. He went. Amen. He knew that Jacob's well was down there. He knew there's going to be a woman that wasn't going to come in the cool of the morning to draw water, but was going to come at the hottest part of the day, had to draw water by herself. Hey, he knew she was a coming out of that well, and on purpose, he went down to the Jacob's well in Samaria.
Amen.
I want to tell you tonight, I ain't trying to hurt your people. Stoney Fork, I ain't trying to hurt your feelings. You don't come to this church accidentally.
No.
You ain't going to just be out there and say, I'm going to look for church and come this far up a holler. I pastored one just like I did in a Brother Massey. In Burnsville, buddy, it was in the holler before you get in there, and bang, there we were.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You didn't accidentally get there. Well, you come up here tonight, and I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost followed you up the road. Followed your vehicle into the parking lot. Once you cut it out, get out of that car. He followed you into the building. He sat down with you on the pew.
Amen.
On purpose. Amen. You ain't an accident. Amen. Great God in heaven, that's doing something in me. I didn't get accidentally saved. But all purpose. Oh, the search is made. Can I say also, verse 8 says it was a diligent search. That means with haste. That means in earnest. That means my friend going to not spare any room. Going to look everywhere till she found it. Brother Rusty, she didn't care how much trash she had to sweep out of the way. He ain't afraid to sweep a beer can out of the way. He ain't afraid to go down into a crack house.
Man, brother.
Oh yeah. He ain't afraid to go around whatever's in the way and come right where you're at. Preacher, you don't know what I've done. Guess what? I don't know, and it don't matter. But God knew, and God still came on your trail. He knew what you was like. He knew what you loved. Great God in heaven, he knew how sorry and low down you were, and he came where you was and searched you out and wanted to save you out of your sin. Amen. Yes, sir. He diligently searched for you. Amen. You're not too bad. You're not too mean. You ain't gone too far. Amen. He came searching for you. Now, some of them down at the church and just about give up on you. Your name kept getting called out, and some said, I don't really know about that anymore. It's been too long. Too many months and too many. Whew. Somebody said, I'm going to just keep praying till they get in. Amen. And while the search was going on, you was getting meaner. Some of you forgot that, hadn't you? Popping bubble gum. You weren't laughing. You weren't enjoying anything. And everybody ran. You was getting miserable because you was miserable. Well, that family, that church member said, they can get as many as they want. I'm going to that altar. I'm going to keep a praying. The Holy Ghost is searching them out. And I'm going to pray till they get in. Amen. Aren't you glad the search was made? I'm going to tell you, I can take you as far as I got saved. I don't know the date on the calendar, don't know the hour on the clock. I ain't got one clue. Brother Rusty, I didn't know you were supposed to write all that down. I didn't think it really mattered. And it don't. Because I said last night, somebody in heaven got a good record book. Amen. You may, hey, the devil may fight you over that. Tell him, hey, somebody was there that moment you got in, and they were pinning it down. And he knows, and that's all that matters.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, I remember where I got, because I say, I remember when I got lost. I can take you where I got lost. I sure can. I mean, getting lost is as real as getting saved. A person won't get saved till they get lost. And I say again, getting lost ain't a warm, fuzzy feeling. Ain't it amazing, brother, that everybody just wants to feel warm and fuzzy all the time. But I want to tell you something. When that book gets preaching, man, the light cuts on. And you see what you are. And you see him holy like he is. You don't want to look at that. That searches me. Well, let me just say this. When I got saved, I'd heard folk testify a little bit, but I didn't know. I knew just enough to get saved. I don't know about you, but I just knew enough to get saved. I didn't know new theology terms. I didn't know what all I've heard people say through the years. I didn't know that. I knew this. I was lost. He is the Savior. And if I called, He'd save. So I did, and He did. Amen. Now, I didn't know everything I got that night. I am still finding out what all happened to me that night. I didn't know it at the time, Brother Rusty. A 10-year-old boy, what it was. Bad an old raggedy recliner in the corner of our living room. Just an old shack of a house. It wasn't the nicest one in our community, but God knew where it was. And I bowed down and called on Him. I didn't know what was going on. Something went off and something came in.
Yes, sir.
That's all. I couldn't explain that to you that night if you'd asked me. But I know something went off and something came in. I found out later it was that guilt of sin rolling away. And what I felt come in was the Holy Ghost. Amen. And He sealed me to the day of redemption. And if I can borrow a line from Hal Ray, stamped on my soul is New Jerusalem bound now.
Amen.
I'm going.
Amen. Yes, sir.
There ain't enough demons in hell that can make any difference about it.
Amen.
Amen. Got in. And I'm like a kid on Christmas morning with just one big box. And I've took the lid off, and I keep pulling stuff out. I found out I got justified that night. Didn't know nothing about that, but found out that's what happened to me. I found I got sealed. I found out I got a place He's preparing for me. I wasn't trying to get saved to get nothing, but to just get out of hell. That's just how it was. Now somebody said, I'm not wanting to go to hell. I ain't good enough. I got news for you. You realize you are going to hell. Buddy, you don't want to go there. Hey, it's good enough reason to get in. Amen. Got saved. Wow, that search was made. But notice with me in verse 9 and verse 10. Not that search, but the shout. Verse 9, that woman called all of her friends and her neighbors. Rejoice with me. I found my piece of silver that I'd lost. And her and her neighbors went to rejoicing. I've been traveling all over this country now. And I've seen sinners from every kind of background and nationality, you name it, get saved. What'd you do, preacher? I heard that church say, come rejoice with me. I didn't know their name, can't tell you their name now. But I went to shouting. Because they got saved. Now I know you might be one of them that said back, well, let's give it about 6 months, see if it took. That's what they thought about you too.
Amen.
Oh yeah. I go to rejoicing. They say, come rejoice with me. Amen. And I've been doing my share of it. Sometimes it gets hoarse after getting done preaching. Can't get real loud, but I'm going to holler the best I can.
Amen.
Amen. And rejoice over sinners get saved.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say this in Stony Fort, all you other churches represent. Listen to me now. The saddest commentary on any church when a sinner gets saved, all right, is for your pastor have to get up and say these words, because ain't nobody saying amen, ain't shouting or nothing when a sinner gets saved. When he has to say, and all God's people said amen, he ought not have to say that. Matter of fact, when that sinner comes up and they say, what happened to you? And they say, I just got saved. It ought to be spontaneous.
Amen.
And it is when you've been under the load for them. If you've been praying for God to save a sinner in the service for a while, when they get in, you'll get with it. Amen. And you won't care what nobody thinks or says either. Well, to help do some of you good, just go ahead and just throw your pride overboard.
Amen.
You say, I'd like to get in this. Well, go home and get in a dark room.
Yeah.
While you're by yourself, practice, say, amen.
Yeah, people.
And in that same dark room, just raise your hand and move it just a little bit.
Amen.
Practice up. Amen. I'm going to tell you, I ain't shouting over you. I'm shouting over what God's done.
Amen.
Amen. That he says, she said, come rejoice with me. Now, some of you, I've got some young'uns, and some of them saved, some of them ain't. And I've shouted when mine got saved, and I've shouted with other people's children got saved. But I want to help you, because I still got somebody to get saved too. And I've got family to get saved. You say, preacher, it seems like everybody else's children are getting saved and mine's getting meaner. Mine's getting deeper into sin. Preacher, what I do? I tell you exactly what to do. Do like that prodigal's daddy's did. When that boy left that day, he said, go get that calf right there. And you put it up and we're going to make it a fatted calf. You see, that fatty calf spoke that daddy knew one day.
Amen.
One day.
Amen.
We're not going to have that if the president comes to town. We're not going to kill the fatty calf over that. We're not going to kill the fatty calf because we got a little money in their pocket. But he's staying up till that boy comes home. What you need to do is put you a spiritual fatted calf up tonight. Store you a hallelujah up. Store you a glory to God and amen and blessed be the name. Store it up. And when they get in, let her roll. Amen. And shout and rejoice and then they get in.
Amen.
And for that crowd that thinks this is just too old-fashioned, verse 10 says, in the presence of the angels of God, there's rejoicing.
Amen.
You study your Bible, them angels, seraphim, cherubim surround that throne. Two wings are covering their face, and two wings are covering their feet, and with two they're flying. And they're hollering one to another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And it's saying, Brother Rusty, right in the middle of them, when a sinner gets saved, somebody else goes to shouting. It's the one that paid the price. It's the one that led you enough to leave all of heaven, come down, take on flesh, bear your sin, bear my sin, bear the sin of the world, lay down his life, had power to take it back up, and he sits at the right hand of the Father tonight. Hey, he's the one that rejoices when sinners get saved.
Amen. Thank God.
And Peter said, he's our example. So if it's all right for him to shout, it's all right for you and me to get at it. And that crowd that don't like it, oh, now, Help me, preachers. I keep asking this. Ain't nobody never gave me no answer. Why do people go to a church that shouts and they don't like shouting? Would you answer that for me? If they don't like it, they're a dime a dozen the other way. It ain't hard to find you a dignified one anywhere. Why go where they do it if you don't like it? I love it. I told you that, and I mean, if I see just a little spark, just a tiny flame, I'm going to throw Holy Ghost gasoline on it.
Yes, sir.
And fan it with all I've got. You say that's wildfire. Oh, I ain't worried about wildfire. That enough of you wet blankets put out wildfire. Amen, yeah. I'm talking about you. Hey, that real fun. Just get fanning it.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. By the way, hey, preachers, I'm going to tell you what an older preacher told me a long time ago. If you want to shout in church, you better be a shouting preacher. Because they are going to take on your personality after a while. Amen. You shout, they'll pick up on it. It won't be long, one of them will get hungry and say, boy, I'm liking what that preacher's doing. That's a doing something in me. He gets a hollering like that. It won't be long. You won't be shouting by yourself.
Amen.
Are you getting it tonight?
Amen, brother.
This simple gospel preaching.
Amen.
Are you lost in the house?
Oh, God.
I'm glad somebody told me the truth.
Amen. Amen.
I'm glad they didn't. I'm glad they didn't sugarcoat it.
That's right.
Amen. They weren't telling me you're a good little boy. Can I tell you what was said the morning I got lost? Can I just tell you what was said? This is going to hurt some of the brethren that they don't like this. I got lost in Sunday school. You travel the country, you find some weird stuff. Hey, some don't like Sunday school. I like it myself. That's where I got lost. You know what that teacher told me in that class that morning? She wasn't up there and said, now, you're a good bunch of young'uns. Oh, but she had a Bible in her hand and tears are dripping off her face. And she said, children, I want you to know one thing this morning. The only prayer God hears of a sinner is that of repentance. And that morning, the Holy Ghost smote my heart. I'm glad she wasn't teaching on recycling. You're laughing. You ought to have to go through Sunday school material sometime. I pastored Virginia years ago. We had to change companies because of that fact. They're going to have a whole lesson one Sunday on recycling. That ain't going to help you get to heaven. Not one bit. Amen. I'm glad the Word of God was taught to me and preached to me. I'm a Bible preacher. What I learned a long time ago, you never have to apologize if you stay in that book. And that's where I stay. Genesis and Revelations, the guardrails.
Amen, brother.
I ain't looking for an off ramp or an on ramp. Stay between the guardrails.
That's right.
And they can get upset if they want to. But if you're in the guardrails, it's their problem. You just let the chips fall where they may. Amen. Are you lost in the house? If you hadn't caught on, I want to tell you, I am very happy to be saved. And I got a real sneaking suspicion. The way some of this crowd's been acting tonight, I think they like it pretty good. And you, hey, you talk about getting out of the dumps. You talk about finding out what life's all. Get saved. And you will start living.
Amen.
I close with this, and as a boy, we'd get singing Amazing Grace. Everybody does a little different with it, you know. And sometimes after you sing all them words, you get saying praise God. Praise. But when I was a boy, they'd go into a little chorus that said, I just begun to live. I just began to live. Since God's amazing grace came in, I just began to live. I'm going to tell you, you really start living when you get saved.
Amen.
You're living it up then.
Right.
You living down before you get saved. Right. Living it up now. It's good being saved.
Yeah.